Hi, and welcome to another episode of The Jessica Cook Show. I'm super excited to be here today and to talk to you about the 10,000 steps, the counting of the 10,000 steps, and why I think it is completely misleading, and why if you're doing it now and you're sick and tired of it, that it might be the best thing you've ever done to let it go and not even bother with it. And I'm here to tell you that you can absolutely not bother with it. Isn't the lovely weather absolutely brilliant? I literally got sunburnt last week and this week walking around in the sun, and I have SPF on my face, but jeepers, I can't believe it. It's like I had actually forgotten that the sun can come out. The weather has been that bad. And updating on my phone usage, it has decreased, but I'm not fully there yet. So I will share with you when I find a system that works for me. And this is the exact same thing that happened to me with alcohol and comfort eating. I hit rock bottom with a habit and I just have to change it. And I'm like that with my phone at the minute. And actually, that's why I wanted to chat to you today about the 10,000 steps, because in order for us to check if we're hitting 10,000 steps, we have to continuously check our phone. Or our watches. So the technology thing that drives me up the walls, having to check technology over something that could be so enjoyable, like walking in nature, getting outside, moving your body. I feel that so much of modern society has made us so reliant on technology to tell us that we're doing a good job, instead of actually being able to say to ourselves, wow, I'm so proud of myself. I went for a walk this morning, or I went for a walk when I got home from work and I heard the birds and it just felt so good. Everything has become about tracking, counting, and checking calories burned and all that stuff. And most of it isn't even actually accurate. And wait till I tell you about this 10,000 steps, that it's actually a marketing gimmick. It's not even science. And it was so interesting researching this, but the goal of 10,000 steps, which many of us have been led to believe that it's rooted in science, was just a coincidence. And what happened was the 10,000 steps target became popular in Japan in the 1960s. Okay, so in the 1960s in Japan, the 10,000 steps thing became popular. And the reason it did was because a clockmaker, hoping to capitalize on the interest in fitness after the 1964 Tokyo Olympic Games, mass produced a pedometer with the name that, when written in Japanese characters, resembled a walking man. And it also translated as 10,000 steps meter, creating a walking aim that through the decades somehow became embedded in our global consciousness and fitness trackers. So the whole 10,000 steps thing was just to mass produce, was just to sell a load of pedometers, which they did successfully. And then those pedometers became the watches that we're wearing now. But that was it. It was just a marketing gimmick. Somebody just came up with a strategy on how to sell more watches that make us count our steps. And it just became because of the 1964 Olympic Games in Japan that the popularity was so huge in the Olympic Games in that year that they wanted to capitalize and make loads of money off it. And now we're all walking around like idiots thinking we need to get 10,000 steps. And it's a load of baloney. So I want to share with you why I think also, on top of it being just a marketing gimmick, it's a load of baloney, and what you can do instead. If you, like me, I used to be, a slave to counting and tracking and weighing and checking calories burned and all that sort of stuff. So let me first tell you, like, I used to count and track every single thing. And funnily enough, that was when I was at my most unhealthy. So those of you that listen to the podcast know I used to be like 3 stone overweight, a huge heavy drinker, a massive comfort eater. And while I was doing all that stuff, like overeating and turning to alcohol at the weekends, I was stressed out and I was anxious and I was working really hard. And I was also working out and I was also trying to be fit and healthy. I wasn't just like unhealthy. I was constantly trying to be healthy. I was constantly on a roller coaster of like that roundabout of Sunday to Monday, like feeling so bad on a Monday, and then over the course of the week, due to restriction and exercise, getting to feel okay on Thursday, and then going hell for leather with food and alcohol Friday, Saturday, and then just feeling rubbish Sunday, Monday. And so the cycle would always be going on. And with my exercise as well, like, it was never enough, whatever I did. I always, and it's still so much a part of my personality, I always end up doing too much of everything. I get really excited. But back when I was overweight, my answer to that would be, well, I need to do more. So I would do my workouts, and then I would like try to jog, and then I would try and pound the pavements, and I would be checking my trackers and checking my 10,000 steps. And I realize now, and hindsight's so easy, but I realize now that all that tracking and counting just distracted me from the problems that I had. And the problems that I had was that I was stressed out. I was overwhelmed. I had no time for myself. I had no boundaries in my life. I didn't do things that I enjoyed. When I did things, like when I tried to fit in exercise and workouts, I did it around the family. I didn't have like concrete times dedicated to just me. There were so many reasons why I was unhealthy. But the counting and the tracking and the weighing just compounded the problem, because it kept me distracted. When I was able to count 10,000 steps and check the 10,000 steps constantly on my watch, it helped. It made me not think about the fact of how stressed out I was. And now I realize that counting and tracking, like, it doesn't suit my personality. It makes me absolutely obsessed. And it mightn't suit your personality too. It keeps me too one-tracked, and anything that I've realized keeps me one-tracked is bad for me. So when I went through many years of jumping up and down on the weighing scales and being so focused on my weight, that was me being one-tracked. When I went down the constantly checking my steps on my phone or my watch, that's one-tracked. So anything for me that makes me count and track just doesn't suit my personality type. I somehow take that information and use it as a stick to beat myself with. Also, the little tiny enjoyment that I did get from exercise was all taken away because it just came down to a number. And I feel so passionate about that. It's the same with the weighing scales too. All those lovely little action steps that you're doing in the week to focus on getting yourself healthy, it's all taken away from you when you just jump on the weighing scales and it just becomes about a number. What about how good you felt after your workout? What about how empowered you felt when you walked down the road that day because you lifted weights above your head and you felt amazing? What about the fact that that one night that you managed to make sure that dinner was your last meal and you didn't open up the biscuit tin? What about that amazing win? All those amazing wins go when you jump on the weighing scales and you make everything you're doing about a number. And it's the same for me with the steps. What about that amazing walk you had when you heard that lovely bird make a beautiful sound? What about that walk? And then it just comes down to a number, like, oh, I only got X amount of steps per day. And it also gives me technology, anxiety focusing on technology all the time. I also realize that I hate relying on technology and checking on it. And I've actually got to the point now where I don't let my kids check their steps either. So on top of all that, and me having realized that counting and tracking is actually really bad for me then to have learned that this 10,000 steps is just a gimmick that Japan came up with to sell watches, has made me just want to shout it from the rooftops even more. To get off your phones and to get off your trackers, that you don't need to count and track and weigh things. Now, there's a professor in the Harvard School of Public Health, right? He's from Harvard, and his name is Dr. Imin Lee. And he did loads and loads of studies on the 10,000 steps target. I want to make sure I get this right. So in the study, he got people who they walked about 8,000 steps, and he found out that you were half as likely to die prematurely from heart disease or any other cause from those who did 4,000 steps a day. So yes, moving more is better from your body. And it didn't hurt people to get more steps and to go beyond the 10,000 steps, but the extra steps didn't provide much additional protection against dying young. And he went on to say that realistically, few of us hit the 10,000 steps goal, and that according to recent estimates, most adults, this was done in America, Canada, and Western nations, average fewer than 5,000 steps a day. And he went on to say that a famous study in Belgium tracked people and got them to walk for at least 10,000 steps a day for a year. And of the 660 men and women who completed the study, only 8% of them reached the 10,000 step goal by the end. But they did a follow-up survey 4 years later and nobody, almost nobody, was still walking that much. So it showed that most had slipped back to their baseline, which means that the 10,000 steps is just... it's just a push too far. It's a goal set too high, so you just feel like a failure. So almost none of that 660 people a few years later were hitting the 10,000 steps. So it's an unrealistic goal to have. So according to this doctor, he said that actually what's better for governments to recommend and for people to recommend with exercise is not steps, but to exercise for at least 150 minutes a week or half an hour most days. Now, I think that's absolutely brilliant. And I think that is so much better than counting steps. To turn around and say, well, look, rather than count steps in your week, I think you should exercise about 150 minutes a week, which is 30 minutes a day. And you know what the really cool thing about that is? You can do what I recommend my clients do. And that is to get 3 workouts in a week that are 30 minutes long, that are full body strength with cardio gains, and to get in some walks. And that is exactly what I recommend my clients do and how we're getting such great results. And the reason for that is because walking isn't going to give you all those lovely benefits in your week as strength training is. And the benefits of strength training, and remember, strength training can be using your own body weight or lifting like a set of dumbbells. It doesn't have to be very heavy, like 3 kg weights. It gives you an increased, decreased risk of heart problems, including high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and stroke, a decreased risk of diabetes and blood sugar regulation, a decreased risk of developing dementia as you age, a decreased risk of certain cancers due to maintaining a healthy weight, a decreased risk of bone thinning, osteoporosis, particularly after the menopause, a decreased risk of hot flashes in menopause, and injury due to falls. Strength training also benefits women by helping them manage weight, increasing their metabolism, enhancing their quality of life, helping you maintain independence as you age, managing chronic conditions like arthritis or back pain, boosting your mental health and sharpen your thinking skills, improve your sleep quality, relieve pain, improve posture and balance, build your bone density and build your lean muscle. Now, a lot of that stuff walking alone cannot do. So you can ditch the 10,000 daily steps goal and instead think about how can I fit in 30 minutes of exercise most days of the week, with 3 of those being 30-minute strength workouts, so that I get all those amazing benefits to my life. And then you throw in a couple of walks and there you go. And you know what? You don't have to check a watch. You don't have to check your phone. You don't have to feel like a failure because you're not hitting your 10,000 steps. If you, like me, have a personality type that doesn't suit and you don't like getting really one-tracked with numbers, then this suits you absolutely perfect. In my opinion, focusing on steps keeps you focused off everything else. You're focused on the steps, so you're not focused on building your bone density. You're not focused on making sure that you do strength training the way we could be doing as women over 40. I believe that anything that makes you count or track can lead to obsession and never fixes the real problem of what you actually need in your life. It frees up your mind to think about other stuff when you're not thinking about counting steps. It's my belief that counting steps just makes you feel like you're going around in circles. You've got this one goal that's a marketing gimmick anyway, and you're just constantly thinking about how many steps that you can get in a day. So you're like, oh, I did it today, I did it yesterday. And it's you're going around in circles. You're not even reaching for those higher goals when it comes to your fitness and your health. It keeps you very, very one-tracked, and it stops you from looking at progress anywhere else. Like in my Thrive coaching program, we focus on something called PAMS, our 5-step framework. So within that framework, we have action steps for our physical movement, our accountability and support, our hydration, our mental health, and our self-care. And having something like a 5-step framework like that keeps you thinking of all the different parts of your health. And it helps remind you or stop you from going down the fitness and nutrition route, which so many of us do when we're thinking of our health. We're thinking, how much am I exercising? And am I eating okay food. And we forget sometimes that our health is so much more than just those two things. And following this five-step framework helps me and my fellow thrivers think about the bigger picture. How am I taking care of my mental health today? Am I meeting up with people this week and having great connections in my life? Am I making sure I get out there and chat to people? Do I have hobbies? What are my self-care habits like? My bedtime routine, my morning routine. Yes, also my physical fitness. Yes, also the nutrition. But the nutrition part, not from accounting and tracking, more am I eating healthy? What unhealthy habits do I need to break? And that's what taking care of your health, in my opinion, means. And it's my belief that when you're counting and tracking your food and you're counting and tracking your steps, it's taking you down a road that's putting blinkers on you, and it's making you forget about the other things that can really have a huge impact in a really simple way in your life. So if you are listening to this and, like me, you really struggled with your health, and one of the things that you're doing is you're counting your steps every day, well, now you know you can throw that out of the You can throw it away. You don't need to count your steps. If you focus on getting 3 really great 30-minute workouts every week that you really enjoy, that they're full body strength, that you're lifting weights, just dumbbells, no big bars, 3 kg weights, you're lifting weights over the head, you're doing squats and press-ups, you're doing body weight exercises, you're getting a bit of cardio in there too. It's fun, you enjoy it, and then you add on a couple of walks. Do you know what? You're getting a 10 out of 10. You're doing everything you possibly can for your physical fitness, and in many parts, your mental health too, because there's so many mental health benefits from a really great fitness routine, fitness regime. I really, really hope you found that helpful. And if you had any thoughts, or you would like to, read out a question that you have on the podcast, or a letter, or an email, you can contact me at jessica@jessicacook.ie. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you did enjoy it, I would love for you to share it with somebody that you might, that might find it helpful. It helps a tiny little podcast like mine get out into the bigger world. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening. I'll see you on the next one.